Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There was a time when if you took a long-haul flight, say from Seattle to Amsterdam, you might board a Boeing 747 to do that. It tended to seat a whole lot of people. It had that second deck. It was a wide-body jet and four engines and sheet metal and rivets, as Adam Curry likes to say. Things pretty solid, but you don't see a lot of them anymore. Although I recently flew a 747 from between LA and Brisbane, Australia. So, so I guess Qantas still has a few, and apparently United Airlines still has a few. I don't see them very often in general. And on the short haul flights, you're not going to be on a Boeing 747. These are flights that are like 9, 10, 11, 12 hours, and need to go a very long distance. But you still see them from time to time. As I say, I don't even fly one once a year necessarily. They're that rare, and in fact, a lot of airlines are working to retire any existing 747s they have, because Boeing's not really making them anymore. But an airplane lasts a very long time. It's a huge capital purchase, and I'm sure they've gotten their money's worth out of it. But it's one of those things that's like, yeah, what do we replace it with? And what we replace it with is something that's a lot more expensive. The one problem with the 747, aside from its age, is it costs a lot of money to fly a 747 because it's heavy. The newer airplanes are lighter. They also tend to have only two engines rather than four. So they're able to be more efficient at moving large quantities of people in a shiny metal tube from point A to point B halfway around the globe. So I guess United Airlines, whom I try not to fly anymore, still has 22 of them, and they're talking about, okay, well, maybe we'll, we're going to try and retire our 747s sooner than we planned. I think they were originally looking at 2020, which is another 4 years from now, but they're talking about moving that timetable up. But of course, that means they're going to have to spend more money on bigger airplanes because they seat, 300 something people in them. So you're only going to get them on the long haul flights for sure. You're certainly not going to almost will never take one of those between, say, like Seattle and JFK, right? Which is a 5.5 hour flight. And, those are sometimes on just like 737s or, A319s or whatever, right? There's other planes that have fewer people that will fly that distance that don't cost quite that much to fly. So I suspect that, over the next, 5 or 6 years, that maybe all the 747s or the vast majority of them are going to be retired. And if I say that, it's rare I see them now, but I guess they're still prevalent in certain airlines that have old fleets like United. And United's been around a while. Qantas, as I say, has them as well. They're an Australian airline, but it's a bit expensive to acquire those big jets, and of course there are replacements in Boeing and Airbus varieties. So who knows? Maybe at least if you're flying in a 747 these days, hopefully you're not getting the projection screens. I actually did get that a few years ago. This was actually a Delta 747. They had a few of them from the old Northwest Airlines days, and they still had the projection screens in them from the 70s and 80s when you used to do the long haul flights. That was your entertainment. So it was kind of weird, being well in the 21st century and sitting on an airplane that only had the big projection screen as its entertainment system. That just seemed kind of weird and a throwback. I don't know if those planes are still flying around. It wouldn't surprise me if Delta still is using them, but I have not. I haven't seen them in a while, maybe they're finally retired. I imagine that as time goes on, those planes are going to get harder and harder to maintain. I think that will probably get the airlines to get those planes retired. But it's expensive, and I'm sure we'll all pay for it in one way or another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.